It was an enthusiastic send-off for dog teams and mushers as they left the start line of the Kobuk 440. Among 15 mushers driving teams in this year's race is Noah Burmeister, who posted an impressive 11th place finish in this year's Iditarod after nearly a decade away from the sport. He's no stranger to the Kobuk 440.
I ran it in 07.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been a few years.
Burmeister hopes for a win, but he knows there's plenty of stiff competition with the same goal.
There's some pretty good competition out here. Yeah, there's some good solid teams, but it all depends on people's strategy. Some of them are rookies up here on this race, so we'll just see how it goes and take it as it comes.
Nicholas Petit also placed well in last month's Iditarod. He's new to the Kobuk 440, and he says it's refreshing to be a rookie again.
That's cool. This is my third race this year that I've never been to before. So. Cusco and Denali Doubles.
Petit's dogs are young and inexperienced, but he says he's still racing in the last major competitive sled dog race of this season.
We'll do well, but it's really warm out, and we gotta be somewhat conservative considering that they're really young dogs and they have a lot of miles ahead of them in future years, so I don't want to ruin them for a 400-mile race, but we'll be moving right along.
After plenty of mid and back of the pack finishes in this and other races in the past, Catherine Keith is also looking to up her game in this year's Kobuk 440.
I want a high placing team. I want to be competitive. I think we've got great dogs this year, and you know, I've had a lot of races now to get some experience. So I hope we can, well, first of all, have a great fun race, enjoy the weather, enjoy the communities, but I'd like to actually race.
Keith could be at an advantage. She and partner John Baker run a kennel that sits just along the shoreline in Kotzebue, not too far from the start line.
It is. It's really fun just to get out on our own trails and to be able to not have to travel to a race. It's something that, you know, we take for granted on this one, but we appreciate it.
According to race officials, trail conditions are excellent. This year's route is relatively flat. There's reportedly plenty of snow and not too much open water despite a spring season that's quickly settling in over the region. But Keith says none of that means the next few days will be easy.
Yeah, it's a competitive, and it's actually a really, really hard race because you have 4 or 5 long runs, 80, 90 miles, and that's even the Iditarod. You don't really run that distance very often, and when you're limited to your rest and the checkpoints, you know, you can't really break that up that much, so it's going to be tough for everyone.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it's just under half the distance of the Iditarod.
Yeah.
And like, less than half the number of days.
Yes.
So really fast race.
Yeah, very little rest, relatively speaking, yeah. So when to be competitive and not to take extra rest, yeah, it's great. That's what's good about the race. It's hard. Otherwise, a lot of people would come up.
Mushers left en masse from Kotzebue under a bright midday sun. The weather's forecast to remain warm with daytime temperatures in the mid to upper 30s or warmer, which could pose a challenge for the large, thick-coated and black dogs that make up many of the teams in this year's race. On the Kobuk 440 Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Kotzebue.